Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Lots of you out there enjoying the sunny weather this week, and the weekend is set to bring more of the same before this hot spell breaks early next week. The status yellow heat warning has been extended until Sunday. The hottest temperature so far today recorded at Oak Park in County Carlow, reaching 31.1 degrees Celsius at 3 p.m. That's 11.2 above its 1981 to 2010 long-term average. Joining me in the Balmy Drive Time studio here is Siobhan Ryan from Met Éireann. Good afternoon to you, Siobhan.
Hiya, John.
I hope you've been enjoying the sun as well. As what must be a busy time for yourselves and your colleagues as well.
The days are long. I get to enjoy the sun in the morning, and maybe not quite in the evening, but certainly the morning.
There's the times to enjoy it safely, aren't they?
Exactly.
What is it about Carlow? I'm just wondering there as I read that. 51551, if you want to let me know what it's like where you are. Siobhan, this is expected to continue, and Met Éireann had issued this warning until Sunday. It extended until Monday now at this stage. So tell me the latest.
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, we're looking at more of the same. Actually, the reason why we extended the warning into the early hours of Monday or till 6 a.m. on Monday is because of the nighttime temperatures. Actually, of this current heat wave now, five consecutive days when temperatures exceed that 25 degree threshold. Of those 5 days, actually the warmest night will be Sunday night. So uncomfortably warm out there, and actually temperatures on Sunday still reaching the high 20s and maybe even 30, 31 again.
Sometimes I think that's the hardest thing for people as well.
Yeah.
The hot nights that may be coming too. But thunderstorms were expected on Sunday. Is that still the case where this weather might start to break then?
Yeah.
Or is that moving into Monday?
It's moving into late Sunday. Basically what's happening is we've got this area of high pressure in over Scandinavia, close to the Baltic Sea. And that's obviously been dominating the weather right across Europe as well. Now that's going to kind of not become the dominant feature. What's going to happen is basically it's a big low pressure system close to the Bay of Biscay, that actually takes up residence. So actually that's going to feed up a lot more moisture over the latter stages of the weekend. But the temperatures will still be very hot. It's going to feel extremely close later this weekend. The wet bulb, so it's going to really, really feel very humid out there. But what it will do is spark off some thunderstorm activity. But at this moment, a lot of the country, I would say, would stay dry for a lot of Sunday day. It's probably later in the day, sharp downpours will develop. And it's really Sunday night into Monday they become more widespread.
So one step at a time, I suppose. Tomorrow, we can expect more of the same, basically,
yeah, almost
as today
an identical
and yesterday.
Day. There is the potential, though, for one or two sharp showers, very localised.
And this is, we're talking high 20s to 30 degrees, especially still in Leinster and Munster, is that right?
Yeah, correct. I'd say we'll still get that 31, maybe 32 tomorrow. So I'll be watching the mercury even today to see does it exceed the all-time August record, which was 31.5 degrees. That's matched on two separate events, the most recent of which was in 1995, again in Oak Park, County Carlow.
There you go. Listeners there could maybe get in touch and tell us what's going on as well, because this is unusual for August, though we might like the idea of the sunshine and the hot spell for our holidays. I can remember a good few stormy holidays in August I've had over the last few years too.
That's correct. Actually, it's one of the wetter months of the year here in Ireland. So as you can see, it's been there's been a lot of dry weather. Mm-hmm. It actually doesn't fit the definition of any drought definition that we have in Met Éireann, but there's no real official definition per se. We've got absolute droughts, partial droughts, but actually it doesn't fit any of those one definitions. But we have, just look out the window, look at the gardens. It's been basically dry, per se, for a long time now.
So is the rain coming next week? Definitely cooler temperatures.
Cooler temperatures, temperatures back down to kind of more seasonal. I'd actually, even though we're talking about a trend downwards, I'd still say some of the days will bring some nice pleasant sunshine and temperatures in the low 20s. But high teens, low 20s look set to dominate then next week.
Listener Anne says, don't tell people not to walk their dogs during the day. Well, that's not you, Siobhan. You're not giving out people those kind of instructions. Do it after nine. They won't die from not walking, but can die from heat stroke, she says.
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear shoes and feet burn. No one would go for a walk in their high heels and their fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make your dog try. 51551 if you want to get in touch as well. Siobhan, looking at the UK and the rest of Europe, which is something we're going to be talking about later on in the programme as well, we're looking at even drought in some parts of the UK now.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. They're dry as July there, you know, recent times. years. So it's very similar, the weather here in Ireland as well. You know, it's just, you know, there was a few wet days, not last week, the weekend or the week before. So that's the only reason why we're not officially in a drought per se. So, you know, very similar weather here in Ireland as in the UK, but obviously the temperatures are a bit higher.
And Europe severely impacted by the hot weather too as well. Germany, Poland, Romania, Italy, Sweden and Greece. Will that break as well next week? Is that what we're expecting? Is that what we watch out for to see how we'll fare?
Well, actually what's going to happen here in Ireland, it's more kind of our more usual Atlantic that will probably take over. So that will see conditions change a little bit, obviously, over mainland Europe too. So hopefully things calming down there are you know, becoming a little less hot.
And Siobhan, I know you can only forecast so far ahead, but beyond next week, I mean, we've had quite a number of these hot spells, although this one officially became a heat wave, as you said, because we passed 5 days of above
that's
average
correct.
Temperatures.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. Five consecutive days.
Is this it for August, I wonder, for the
we'll
summer?
We'll have to wait and see. There was very good indications with the Extreme Forecast Index and, you know, our 3 week or 4 week charts that kind of showcase climatological kind of forecasts for the next while. That was, it's kind of was quite well indicated that this was going to be quite a dry or a very dry August at the very least. And temperatures, I mean, they kind of came to the fore a little bit after that, but I think it's hard to say, to be honest, and that's probably what keeps me in a job.
Right. And what that keeps the rest of us at the beach or outside or enjoying it. But should we be worried about this as well? Because we have seen, obviously, we talk about climate change. We have seen a lot of unseasonal weather as hot as this is.
Sure.
And even the drought risk, as we hear in other countries too.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, I mean, you can't affiliate one particular event, one particular hour, one particular day with climate change. But this is showcasing the trend that we are experiencing. Expecting, yeah.
Okay, everybody wants to give the Met Éireann person, Siobhan, their forecast as well, or their temperatures from around
please,
the country.
Yeah.
I'm driving a bus from Killarney to Dublin. The outside temperature 29, inside the bus is 34. Ooh, sounds tough. I'd open a few windows or something there. 29 degrees in Westforth, says another listener. Hi, John. It's 31 degrees in Enniscorthy. That's Louis in Wexford. 31 degrees in Kilkenny, he says. Anne McDonough, Foxford in County Mayo, says it's 34.4 degrees in her back garden. And a listener as well, Patrick, says it's 30 degrees in Shannon Harbour in County Offaly, basking here in the bog, enjoying the beautiful head wave and heading to Kilronan Castle for his family reunion as well. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.
It sounds good. You take the official temperatures from your weather stations around the country,
that's
of course.
That's correct. And there are many of them, but the ones we use to kind of relay what the official stats come 6 or 9 o'clock in the evening would be our synoptic stations. And they've been in situ for many, many a year, as we know. Okay. Like, you know, so we are comparing like with like over many years. So that's where we can actually kind of equate how these figures are comparing to the years gone by and how they fit into the future models as well. But just a reminder, obviously, the supermoon is out there as well.
It was beautiful last night.
Absolutely stunning.
Over County Clare is where I saw it. It was amazing.
Fab. No, like, I mean, so obviously the sun is there by day and there's a gorgeous full supermoon there tonight, 30% brighter than it usually is. But just to remind people, there will be extra high tides and extra low tides out there as well. I know a lot of people will go swimming tonight, so just take that bit of extra care.
Indeed, do stay safe. Sound advice. Thank
you
very much.
Most people enjoy it. Yeah,
and stay tuned to Met Éireann. Siobhan Ryan, thank you very much for joining me in studio. A drought has been declared for parts of England, as I mentioned, following the driest summer for 50 years, and there have been calls here for people to conserve water too. Alex Wyatt is Educational Coordinator with Global Action Plan and joins me now to offer some advice and tips for water conservation. And good afternoon to you as well, Alex. Irish Water asking people earlier today to be considerate with their use of water, and I presume you would echo that sentiment.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a finite resource. It's so essential to all our lives, and we want to try and share a few different little bit tips and pieces of advice that people can take to be a little bit more sensible about water use and a bit more careful.
Alex, is it enough then to say be considerate about your use of water, or should we be going further with restrictions on hose pipe bans or washing the cars, the paddling pools, things like that?
I mean, I think generally speaking, we just all need to be very wise about how we use this very, very precious resource. And I think, so from our perspective, we just really want to help people and give people a few ideas about how they might do that.
So give us some of them, Alex, then, some basic tips. I suppose we know the basics. We just watch how often you're turning on the tap or flushing the loo, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, so we've all heard the saying, right? If it's yellow, let it mellow. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, Marty, but but it's like, if you don't need to flush the toilet, maybe just don't.
You can say it. I think I can. If it's brown, flush it down. Is that it?
That's the one.
We'll soon find out.
Apparently we flush the toilets on average 8 times a day, which is a bit mad to me. And, you know, a cistern can be between, like, 4 and 6 litres. So every one of those that maybe we don't necessarily need to flush is another 4 litres of potential drinking water that we're using as well.
There's too much water in a lot of toilets flushing. Do you ever think that?
Well, yeah, but one thing you could do about that is put a brick in it, or maybe even a plastic bottle of water, maybe a 2 litre bottle of water. If you put that in there, then you're going to reduce the capacity of your cistern. It still will flush perfectly well. But you can sort of use a little bit less water as you do flush in the system.
Be careful now with that brick. Put it in carefully, I'd say, around that pipework as well.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
maybe check out for leaks and leaking pipes or taps as well.
Absolutely. So leaking taps can, it seems just like a little drop, but it can drip up to maybe 150 litres of water a week. And that can really, really add up over a period of time as well. So just checking your taps. And it's not hard to replace a washer. I did it recently myself, actually, for the first time. Replacing the washer can be very handy and can be a very, very sensible water saving technique as well.
And Alex, you want us to reduce the length of our showers as much as people might want to cool off with a shower this time, down to 4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes is, it seems like a pretty reasonable amount of time, I think, to spend in the shower. And obviously, yeah, you might want to cool yourself off as well. Another thing you can do with a shower, which is very interesting, is you can install a low-flow aerator. You can get them on taps and showers. And they just change the water pressure a little bit and introduce a little bit of air so that you actually have less water flowing through the shower head or the tap.
Do you know what, Alex?
About €5 in the hardware shop as well.
I was on holidays this week and I was camping earlier on in campsites where you put in money into your shower because it's conserving the water and you have a limited time. And one campsite allowed me 4 minutes for my €1. One allowed me 5 minutes and one allowed me 6 minutes.
And was that long enough?
Well, actually, by the time I had the 6 minute shower, I was thinking I could have showered the whole family in that time. It's amazing what you get used to when you have to.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, 4 minutes, I tend to clock in, I time myself as well. I tend to clock in around that, and it's not the end of the world. You can get everything done.
Right. Water tips, otherwise, what would you say for people heading out and about? I suppose everyone brings their water bottles now as well, do they? Or have you any other quick tips for people heading out and joining us on this weekend?
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing that I think is really, really great is recycled water. And I think, you know, when we do have rain coming down and sort of falling on roofs and things, if you have a water butt at the bottom of that, of your drain pipe, then you can kind of start to collect some of that rainwater. And that can be used for washing plants or washing cars. So that's just a really handy tip that kind of in long term people might think about looking into as well.
And everybody was on about water butts or maybe buying them in recent years or recycling. I wonder if many of us actually did it in the end, though.
I wonder, yeah. No, I've one actually out here in the garden, and it's great for watering the plants outside.
We need to think of these things not just for the heat wave. I suppose we have to embrace them into our lives going forward.
Absolutely, and it's just tiny little changes that we can make, just little things that we can do to have a maximum impact. And I mean, I keep going back to that image of the tap dropping, right? If we do that little change, and you don't have that little drop adding up, and then you have kind of a bigger impact over a long period of time.
Now, Siobhan, who was just talking to us, Siobhan Ryan from Met Éireann, has come back to tell me it was 31.7 in Oak Park, or that's where it's gone to now. That's in Carlow again. The all-time August high exceeded. And I suppose all the more reason why we need to think about drought if it's happening across the rest of Europe, Alex.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, we are very lucky in Ireland in that we have huge amounts of water, or like, usually have quite a lot of water. And I think we've kind of grown to this mentality where we just think that it's not an issue. But, you know, other parts of the world and, you know, as even our very close neighbours are struggling with their water supply as well. So if we can just do little things to just be a little bit more careful about how we use it, especially at this time of year, but in general as well, then I think that's no bad thing.
Alex, thanks very much for joining me. Alex Wyatt, Education Coordinator there with Global Action Plan. Ciarán, there's a lot of people, and John, they're annoyed with us here already. Ciarán Grimes is in Longford. My God, have you nothing more to talk about, he says, than a bit of sunshine. We get a small number of nice days out of 365 and you just go on and on about it. My God, just go out and enjoy it. Sure, don't we all talk about the weather, Ciarán? And John in Leitrim says, what's wrong with the media in this country? He's sick of listening about people going on about the weather. 30 degrees and it's August. I'd be worried if it's 30 degrees on Christmas Day. It isn't news, he thinks. Just a great summer. Back shortly. The The climate crisis is hitting continental Europe hard. In Germany, the Rhine River has dropped to exceptionally low levels in some areas and is disrupting shipping on the country's most important supply chain. Meanwhile, in France, a number of extreme heat and a summer of extreme heat and drought has caused the most serious forest fires in years, leading to the evacuation of at least 10,000 people. One French firefighter described blazes in southwest France as a sleeping monster which can wake at any gust of wind. To find out about the extreme weather conditions in Germany and France, I'm joined by Thomas Sparrow, German correspondent for Deutsche Welle and France 24 in Berlin, by reporter William Gloucroft in France. Thomas, I'll start with you first in Germany. Good evening. Tell me about those water levels on the Rhine and these dangerously low levels as we hear.
They're definitely dangerously low. In fact, they're very low indeed for barges who want to travel the Rhine. The Rhine, as you may know, is particularly important, not only for Germany, but also for Europe. It's one of the most important waterways in Europe, and for Germany's economy, it's also key because it is via the River Rhine that a lot of Germany's products are being transported. And if the water continues to be that low, if water levels continue to be that low, then some of the barges on the River Rhine will not be able to either use it or they will have to stop being at full capacity. And as you can imagine, the lower the capacity, the higher the prices. There are already reports that prices are going up of some of the products that are being transported, and the German government is already looking into alternatives. One of the most discussed alternatives is to either stop using some of the barges and taking some of those supply chains to rail, to cargo trains. But this is a big discussion here in Germany. It is expected that some of those levels will continue to be very low in the next few days, although some of the weather forecasts have predicted slight rain in some parts of western Germany where the Rhine is located.
So this is already going to have a huge impact on the shipping industry, as you mentioned, and we talk a lot about energy and cost of living issues. The rivers are being relied on to transport coal as well in the ongoing energy crisis. Is that right?
It's not only chemicals or grains, it's also coal. And in the particular context here in Germany, coal plays an important role as part of Germany's goal to diversify its energy sources. As you may know, Russia has reduced its delivery of gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany, and that has prompted Germany to try and find alternative sources to guarantee energy security. And one of those alternative energy sources is indeed coal. And coal is normally transported via rivers like the Rhine. The hope is that it will still continue to be the case, but the government is also considering whether it has to change certain rules to make it a priority to also transport coal via cargo trains in Germany, to find the specific slots to then be able to use rail as well as ships. So this is certainly very important, not only from an economic perspective, if you look specifically at the River Rhine, but it's also very much critical for Germany's energy security and for all this debate that has been going on for months when it comes to Germany's priority, when it comes to guaranteeing energy supplies for the winter.
Now, similar events happened before in 2018, was it, in Germany? But this has come earlier this year.
Absolutely. In the last few days, there have been a lot of reports remembering those days in 2018 when the levels of the River Rhine were also very low. In fact, some of those reports mentioning that there were problems for over 100 days in the River Rhine, that had an impact also on Germany's economy, and that one of the lessons learned precisely from those moments was to try and diversify also supply chains and use alternative sources. The government, as you can imagine, can't do much immediately to increase water levels, but what it can do is try and change the way that some of those products move across Germany. So that's what the discussion is now here in Germany, how to make sure that products can still be distributed to where they have to be distributed and that the impact to all of that is as low as possible. There are already analyses pointing to the fact that if the disruption here in Germany is very high, that could really be a problem for Germany's economic development this year, that it could really affect economic growth here in this country.
And we've been talking about our heat wave and forecasts here in Ireland earlier on in the programme. In Germany, is there any rain forecast there as we expect it here next week?
In Cologne or even in places like Koblenz, which is also close to the River Rhine, there are certain days next week where a little bit of rain is expected.
But Germany's experts here, authorities say that the levels in the River Rhine will still continue to be low, that they will even probably be lower in the next few days before things start to improve. It is certainly the case that many would like a lot of rain, not only for the rivers, but also for the drought that is in other parts of Germany very present as well.
From Germany, we move to France and to William Gloucroft. Good evening, William. Also, hundreds of firefighters from across the EU rushing to France to help battle wildfires. The situation particularly bad there, particularly around Bordeaux.
Yes, that's true. We're seeing here in France very similar conditions to what Thomas is explaining in Germany and, of course, all around Europe. There's actually about 1,100 French firefighters fighting in the Gironde region near Bordeaux in just the last few days. And on top of that, as you mentioned, the few hundred firefighters and fire equipment such as airplanes and helicopters being brought in from various European countries to help with this extreme fire that is only the latest in and only one of several forest fires currently burning. This exact area was burning already in July, where more than 140 square kilometers of forest burned. And now, in just the last few days, another 70 square kilometers has burned. That's roughly the size of the French city of Nice. That's now been completely wiped out in this western part of France. It's being seen as it is one of the worst forest fires in French history since records are being kept over the last few decades. French officials are saying that three times more acreage or hectares have been burned in this summer alone so far than in any season they've seen before.
This, as you said, happening in July also. This is the fourth heat wave this year in France as the country prepares for what the government is warning is its worst drought on record.
Absolutely. Worst drought, just like we've seen in other parts of Europe, and just as we've been seeing every summer for the last several summers. This has been a top story. Record-breaking heat, record-breaking drought, record-breaking wildfires. This is what appears to be a new normal, and what climate scientists are saying is actually even surprising them, because some of the things we're seeing specifically here in France have been predicted by climate scientists to not actually happen until the middle of the century, and they're already happening before 2030, closer to 2020, actually. We're seeing record number, 2 to 3 times more of what's called tropical nights, nights above 20 degrees Celsius, happening in various parts all around France. And the problem with that is the human body just can't cool off. There's no way to cool off, to cool down, and especially people who are older, who have certain health conditions, that can be a very, very dangerous situation, just from the health perspective, let alone from wildlife and from other climate perspectives.
And we're looking at temperatures. We were talking about our own earlier on records here. We're in the early 30s, but up to 40 in the Gironde region as well. I mean, the figures are stark. William, as you said, you spoke about the warnings of climate scientists. What's the reaction of the public in France?
I mean, it's on one hand, there is resignation. I mean, this is a new normal. This is something we just all have to deal with, whether it's in France or Germany or Italy or where you are. On the other hand, it really is shocking. I mean, here, for example, where I specifically am in the French Alps, within living memory, there are people here who just 20 or 30 years ago remember seeing glaciers from the village, from the valley towns, the villages that dot the valley here. And now, if to see some of those same glaciers, you have to actually hike up into the mountains, into 2,000 or 3,000 meters height, to see that same glacier that you used to be able to see, you know, from your balcony, sitting in your town in the valley below. So within people's lifetimes, people can see very visibly, very quickly, the changes that, you know, before modern industrialized impact on the climate would take centuries or even millennia to happen. These changes are now happening at a blink of an eye in geologic timescale.
And William, I asked about the forecast in Germany earlier. What about France? Do you have rain coming?
Some parts of France are expecting rain as soon as tonight or over the weekend, but in the parts that are hardest hit with these wildfires out in the central western part of the country, it's looking maybe not till the end of the weekend, if not till next week. So it's still several more days of very precarious situation for all those firefighters on the ground trying to battle what's been called a monster blaze.
William Gloucroft in France and Thomas Sparrow earlier on in Germany there. Thank you very much for joining me on Drive Time. Back shortly.